From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Fallout continues with staged anti-U.S. marches after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At least one death is blamed on the protests along the Gaza Strip, with protests in Gaza leading to the death. The 30-year-old Palestinian man Mahmoud El-Masri was killed by an Israeli soldiers during a clash among the Israeli-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Israeli military confirmed that it shot two people in southern Gaza, accusing them of being main instigators of violent riots. Israeli warplanes also targeted Hamas military targets in Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the United States plans to move its embassy there. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. The Palestinians want the eastern part of Jerusalem for its capital of a future independent state. North Korea and the United Nations have agreed to communicate regularly after a visit to the region by the U.N. General Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman. We get more from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012. Footage released by state media shows him touring hospitals in Pyongyang, as well as inspecting a food factory in the capital. His trip was set against the backdrop of military drills by Washington and Seoul over the Korean Peninsula, which the North calls a prelude to nuclear war. North Korea regularly threatens to destroy South Korea and the U.S., saying its weapons programs are necessary.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian police rearrested former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. Prosecutors say police detained him in Kiev and they're holding him in a temporary detention facility. Hundreds of supporters gathered outside the facility Friday evening shouting shame. The arrest is the latest development in a long-running feud between Saakashvili and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who was his one-time patron. Earlier this week, Saakashvili climbed onto a roof to avoid capture by police and was later broken out of police vans by protesters amid clashes with law enforcement. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in strongest terms Thursday's attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and 5 Congolese soldiers died. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said this is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troops contributing countries in the service of global peace, he said.
These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. The attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. Military reinforcements arrived at the scene, and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. According to U.S. prosecutors, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort may have violated a court gag order by editing an opinion article that ran Thursday in English-language newspaper in the Ukraine. The evidence is just a small portion of evidence gathered by the legal team of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is focused on investigating possible links between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Manafort and Trump campaign advisor Rick Gates have pleaded not guilty to a 12-count indictment as part of Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.